And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, close for safekeeping. Close for safekeeping. Also, we're going to examine the pain of diverted reliance. Remember that phrase, diverted alliance, reliance. And the famous Steve Wheeler, director of Whitefields Ministries, is in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. I'm a grandpa, and I'm still proud about it. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics? I don't know. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Hey, give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back no matter what people want, but you can stand by for SRN News. Anything, I've got
strength, I'm a soul, and no one's gonna from the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Obama says he and Cuban President Raul Castro had a frank and candid conversation on human rights and democracy, and that they're making progress on tearing down barriers between the two nations.
Even as we discuss these differences, we share a belief that we can continue to make progress in those areas that we have in common.
Not everybody's happy with the president's trip to Cuba, however. Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says some Cuban dissidents aren't being allowed to leave their homes.
Many civil society members have stated that they are now under house arrest as I speak, that Castro's security agents are preventing them from leaving their own homes until President Obama leaves Cuba.
Mr. Obama told the audience he believes the Cuban trade embargo is going to end, and while he can't predict when that will be, he believes it'll happen at some point because the embargo has not served the interests of the U.S. or the Cuban people. Hillary Clinton's offering a preview of what could be an early line of Democratic attacks against Donald Trump. She told a major pro-Israel lobby today in Washington that the security of Israel is not negotiable.
We need steady hands, not a president who says he's neutral on Monday, pro-Israel on Tuesday, and who knows what on Wednesday, because everything's negotiable.
John Kasich, Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz are also scheduled to speak to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee this evening. Bernie Sanders turned down an invitation to appear. North Korea is continuing to respond to what it sees as a provocation, the ongoing military drills involving the U.S. and South Korea. Officials in Seoul say North Korea today fired five short-range projectiles into the sea. The firings came 3 days after South Korea said the North had launched its first medium-range ballistic missile into the sea. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 21.5 points. This is SRN News.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Chris, what does Subaru Mazda of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in, I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
What's the difference between a pet Burmese python and a human baby? Nothing. Or everything. It depends on your worldview. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
Americans have a thing for the exotic, no matter how costly it may prove to other people. For instance, the Florida Everglades are home to, among other species, Nile crocodiles, green anacondas, and most famously, tens of thousands of Burmese pythons. As words like Nile and Burmese suggest, none of these species are native to Florida or even to this continent. Their presence in the Everglades and the damage they're causing to that fragile ecosystem is the result of people indulging their desire for exotic pets and then dumping them when they become inconvenient. As bad as this sort of self-indulgence is when we're talking reptiles, it's infinitely worse when the exotic commodity is people. A recent listing on Craigslist ran this header: $50,000 plus compensation. East Indian, South Asian looking egg donor needed. The listing included a photo of the kind of egg donor the solicitor had in mind: a beautiful woman of Asian origin, the kind that tend to do well in Miss World and Miss Universe pageants. The people behind the listing, who described themselves as a well-respected boutique egg donation and surrogacy agency in Southern California, didn't stop at the merely superficial. In addition to having an attractive and exotic East Indian look, the egg donor must be intelligent as well, with at least a 3.5 GPA and a 2150 on the SAT, which would place her in the 97th percentile. In other words, this woman, this donor, must be statistically improbable. In exchange for being this improbable, the egg donor would not only be well compensated, she would, quote, change someone's life in a way that is truly the world's greatest gift, end quote. Funny, I thought gifts were free. This solicitation is an unprecedented. In 1999, ads in the newspapers of elite universities offered $50,000 to athletic women who were at least 5'10" and had scored 1,400 or better on their SATs. Little wonder that, since then, stories about Ivy League grads being offered big money for their eggs has been a recurring item in the news. None of which changes the fact that we're talking about not only buying life, but life made to order, or at least as close as we can for now. Our culture has already decided the principal moral question of whether it is okay to treat our children as a customized consumer experience. And as I recently said on Breakpoint, advances in genetics, like CRISPR gene editing, offer the promise of allowing us to custom order children straight from the factory, as it were, rather than limit ourselves to what's available at the dealership. The desire for customizable, exotic-looking children is the product of the same worldview that prompts people to buy exotic pets. As Western we think of ourselves primarily as consumers with inherent rights to any and all goods in a global marketplace. This consumer view of the world extends beyond the shopping mall and Amazon.com. It now includes the conceiving, birthing, choosing, and raising of children. Unable, too busy, or too stressed to spend 9 months being pregnant, hire a surrogate, preferably an East Asian, South Asian one who'll do the job for less. Want a hedge to protect your parental investment? Buy eggs from attractive, accomplished women. This is where our obsession with restriction-free choice and personal autonomy leads. Babies become products, things to be desired, acquired, and even discarded when they do not meet our taste and desires. A culture like this makes a swamp full of pythons and crocodiles look reassuring by comparison. To better understand this evil, I invite you to check out the powerful documentary from the Center for Bioethics and Culture entitled Exploitation. We'll link you to it at breakpoint.org. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Boy, it usually takes me about 30 seconds to just get the cobwebs out. Guess what? They're gone. Doesn't take long, folks. Let's do a couple of things that are business-oriented. I'll give you a quick update on the weather brought to you by Subaru El Cajon. Here's what you want to know about the weather, right? Dave, is it raining? My answer to you, at this very moment, where I am looking, it is not raining. But Dave, is it cloudy? Yes. Dave, is this the kind of weather that we like to have in San Diego? Every once in a while. Dave, if you were going to sum up the entire weather report, how would you sum up the entire weather report for the city of San Diego when you're in a building on the fifth floor looking out from La Jolla at the 5 and the 805 and the 8? What would you say? Eh. That's what I'd give it. That, by the way, brought to you by Subaru El Cajon. You can get to Subaru El Cajon by doing three or four things. You can get a huge trampoline that sends you 6 or 7 miles in the air and then spot it on the way down. You can go to 900 Arnell Avenue. You can go there and ask for Chris George and ask somebody who will take care of you, who's not just a person who sells a car or two, but is the general manager. You can go to SubaruElCajon.com. That's a fun way to do it because then you can check everything out ahead of time. Or you can call them and talk to somebody and get a feel for what's going on. Or you can go to Google and type in Subaru El Cajon. Or you can drive down the road and say, I wonder how many Subarus are on the road. And as soon as you do that, I promise you, an unusual amount of Subarus will then arise into your visions. Because every time you start naming out a car and you start driving down the road, all of a sudden there's one there, there's one there, there's one there, there's hundreds of them and thousands of them. That ought to tell you everything you got to know. Thank you. That's a fact. You ever notice that you buy a car, right? If you buy any car, I don't care what car it is, that all of a sudden there's like a bazillion of them on the road that you didn't notice before.
Yep.
Isn't that weird? That's because now you're paying attention to that particular thing. Otherwise, it's just, you know, kind of like dull.
And it's not even just the model, it's the color, too.
That's the weirdest part, huh? Oh, there's one that's just like it. Oh, only I do that? Only I go, oh, they don't have turbo. Ha ha! That's because I'm a nice guy. I do want to remind you about Whitefields Ministries. You know, Steve Wheeler is in the house. He's actually in our conference room right now putting together materials for our big event that's taking place June 4th between KPRZ and Whitefields Ministries. It's going to be a fantastic event. We just found out for sure. So there's going to be food. I mean, good food for foodies. It's going to be good. There's going to be some worship music, some prayer, some ministry. I'm going to get to share my testimony. We're going to have some different sponsors there that will have an opportunity to share what's going on in their lives. It's going to be cool. We're going to talk about that at 2:30. I do want to encourage you to go to whitefields.org and just check out the website. Don't do anything else. Stop telling me you have to do this or you can't do this or this is required. Don't do that. Just go check it out. If it's something you like and you feel attached to, great. And if not, forget it. How simple is that? Pretty simple. All right, confession time. As a new grandpa, I'm not a big Skype fan, but my daughter does live in Covington, Tennessee, which is a lot farther away than walking from San Diego to, let's say, somewhere in San Diego.
Dave, you're far too young to have grandchildren.
I am far too young to have grandchildren. This is a fact, but the reality is my wife has now developed this new system of communication, which I am not quite used to yet, and I am working out. And for those that are Christians that are like, you know, I like it when you just teach, and I don't like the funny stuff, my response to you today is, too bad. I got to tell you what happened. So we're sitting there, we're doing the Skype thing, and then they try and coordinate the picture so that it's the best possible baby picture in Skype, as though the baby knows. Have you noticed the baby?
The baby is, you know, he's really full of himself at this point.
Well, it's a she, so we're not.
She's really full of herself at this point.
Herself, that's right. So then there's Noelle. She takes her finger, oh yeah, and she goes, baby. Her name is, you know, is Adeline Joy, but baby is all I'm hearing. Baby, and then she takes her finger on the screen, on my screen, and she rubs her finger like she's rubbing her face. Like two things are going to happen. One, that mark is going to go away off my computer. That's not happening right away. And two, as though the baby can respond. Now, it is true when the baby hears noises, it does kicks and all these other weird things. But I'm finding it difficult to believe that when my wife is going, baby, baby, and touching the baby's face through the computer screen, through Skype, that the baby knows. Unfortunately, what I'm going into in Tennessee is the mother, the father, and my wife all think so. Gonna be a long time for me, isn't it?
You have my sympathies, brother.
I'm gonna walk in there. I'm not even gonna go in the house. I'm gonna stop at the door and go, baby, baby. I'm gonna do it in the front door. See what kind of response I get. All right, devotional diamond of the day. This one's called Close for Safekeeping, Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. Close for Safekeeping, Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. Says this, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I can tell you as a father and as a grandfather and as a owner of different like pets and responsibilities and so on and so forth, that there are certain things that are committed to you and I, and there is a sense of requirement to protect it. And when we are under the protection of the Lord, see, there's this weird concept where God doesn't understand the human element for protection. He is the one that helped create it. So how could he not understand it? When we're under that protection, you're under God's covering. You're under his arms stretching out over you. Have you ever had somebody give you a hug, and they'll give you a hug, and they'll put their arms over your whole body and over your backside, and they'll kind of squeeze you tight and hold you tight? That's a very protective, loving hug. Well, that's the position that we're in when we're under the protection of the Lord Almighty, this big, loving dad hugging on us. Because he loves us beyond what we can comprehend. Keep in mind that we can't even fully grasp the reasoning, the process, and the executions of God's love in our lives. We can't do it. Not doable. And he who lives under that protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I like this because the word shadow, I think we're pretty clear on that, right? When the sun's beaming against something, there's a little shadow that kicks up, right? And you've got to be close enough to the entity that shadow's kicking off. You've got to be so close that you're in the shadow. Not close to the shadow, in the shadow. And listen to this. He who lives under the protection of the Almighty dwells in the shadow. Here's the word for dwells, lives in. You know where we're supposed to be living? So close to God that we're within the framework of his shadow. Wherever we go and whatever we do. Dwelling in him, abiding in him, living in him. You know, all those tough trials, all those things that happen that are frustrating, I go through them too. You go through them. The pastors go through them. All the people on the planet go through them at different levels. But here is something to know, that when we're living under the protection of the Most High, we can dwell and live and exist so close to God, we're under the shadow of the Almighty. If you're not that close, get that close. It's not because God's arms are blocking you back. It's because you and I don't go in, even though that way is provided through Christ. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. And we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes opportunities come which have the potential for changing your life. Will you recognize it? I'm pastor and businessman David Mitchell. Come join me and my team for a two-day training session where you will learn how to cut out the middleman and manage your own finances. Learn powerful short-term trading strategies for generating cash flow, as well as longer-term strategies for more safety. All of these have been passed down for generations in my family. I look forward to sharing these powerful skill sets with you. Perhaps this is the opportunity you shouldn't pass up. New Venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Coming to the Marriott Mission Valley, April 1st and 2nd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there, but they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. Again, 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Couple things I want to run by you, let you know. Church of the Week, congratulations to Senior Pastor Brian Bauer from Grace Church San Marcos, being our K-Praise Church of the Week. We'd like to honor Pastor Brian and his staff for their outstanding contributions to the San Diego Christian community. Find out more about Grace Church San Marcos, please visit gracesanmarcos.tv. gracesanmarcos.tv. Pastor Brian will be on our show tomorrow. Is that right? He's going to be on tomorrow? I got to double check, make sure that's right. Tomorrow at 2:30. I believe that is correct. The day after that, I think we're going to have Dr. Jeffress on, also on the show on Wednesday. Hopefully that all works out as well. But we do want to tell you, if you don't get a chance to hear Pastor Brian tomorrow live, check him out on the podcast. We have those on a regular basis. Also, Ministry of the Month, KPRZ's March Ministry of the Month, is Family Life. You know, I can talk. I've done it before. Providing multiple resources that help people build stronger homes and communities. Family Life would love to share these items with their listeners. Enter to win Family Life Today's books, resources, and a chance at the grand prize at KPRZ.com. You just enter the word Ministry of the Month and you will find out all the information. That's cool. Like that. Got a couple other things to go through, but we'll just keep it limited to that for right now because we have our DDD we're going to cover. I will let you know that throughout the show, you will be hearing me make little comments. And you are thinking, well, what kind of comments do you make now? You already make little comments throughout the entire show. I mean, for crying out loud, if it was just a regular Christian television or Christian talk show, you'd just be, you know, speak. And my answer to that is, I get bored with that. So let me help you out so you understand what's going on. I like diversity. Now, when I say I like diversity, the reason that I like to read different Bible versions, I like the diversity. I like looking at things from different angles. I'm not a one-zone dude, so I don't want to just talk about politics. In fact, most of the time, I don't want to talk about politics. But what I do love is everything and anything kingdom. Everything that has to do with life and grace. And I'll tell you one thing I noticed that really changed my thinking, and that was, I will say this as an old man. Now, Steve Wheeler's getting ready to come in, so I'll say old man real loud so he can hear me. just so Steve can hear me say, old man. I did notice one thing about the baby, and that is when the mom or the dad wasn't prodding the baby. You ever notice how they touch the baby to try and get the baby to do something? Like, they poke the baby. Like, leave the baby alone.
Say, as a father, Dave, when my kids were just first out, never got that. The kid's mom, my parents, her parents, they would always do that. And I thought to myself, why would you do that to a baby? You wouldn't want that done to you.
Well, it's like poking the kid and so on and so forth. Like, hey, perform. Hey, perform. And it dawned on me that if people weren't so pokey, the baby was exceedingly calm and peaceful.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, wait, maybe there's a principle there, a spiritual principle for all of us geniuses, that maybe if we're less pokey in other people's lives or less pokey in our own lives, maybe there'd be a greater sense of calm or peace. Maybe if we took it back a step and tried to not perform at every level, it would just be a lot more peace. I don't know. Yeah, the kid's cute, though. There's no question about that. Let's see when the child then starts repeating things back to the parents, how cute that cute
Red
stays.
Wings.
Yeah, that's. I just want to, I'm looking, you know, I mean, I did have Tim come in as one of our salespeople, but, you know, it's a little bit of the Lord's revenge. Like, oh, it's not a little. It's going to be a lot of it. So, but then again, I rejoice child is healthy. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's doing great. Coming up with a name, though, apparently was a task somewhere akin of building the temple again. All right, so here we go. Let's get into our DDD. It's called The Pain of Diverted Reliance. I don't want to take a bazillion hours for it. I just want to explain it. I want to read through it once and just explain what the problem is. And what I want to explain is diverted reliance. So listen to this passage in 2 Chronicles 16, 1 through 9. In the 36th year of Asa king, Asa's reign of king, he went up to Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anybody from leaving or entering the territory. Asa then took silver and gold out of the treasuries of the Lord's temple and of his own palace and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. He said, let there be a treaty between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. See, I'm sending you silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me. So Ben-Hadad agreed. And they conquered Ijon and Dan and Abel-Maim and all the cities by Naphtali. And when Baasha heard this, he stopped building Ramah and abandoned the work. And King Asa brought all the men of Judah, and they carried away from Ramah the stones and the timber Baasha had been using. At that time, the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said, when you relied on the king of Aram and not on the Lord, because you relied on the king of Aram and not on the Lord, to escape, were you not being foolish? Were not the Cushites and the Libyans a mighty army with great number of chariots? Yet when you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hands. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You've done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. I think that's the last thing you want to hear as a king if you've got the prophet coming in going, let me get this straight. When you relied on God against an army that was much bigger, God delivered you. Now you're not relying on God. You're relying on humanity. And because we've relied on humanity and got this little itty-bitty victory, now you're going to find out that you're going to have war wherever you go. Here's what the point of this message is. You can make it in all these different theological elements. I don't want to do that. Here's what I want you to understand. When you and I take the situation in our own power and rely on our own insights, when we have already seen the Lord work on our behalf, and then we step back into the flesh and work on our own power or our own wisdom or our own insights, we put ourselves in a realm of unnecessary trouble. When you had a situation that was beyond you and you came before the Lord and you said, I can't do anything about this. I need an absolute miraculous deliverance. You have to help me. I've got nothing I can do. I'm just going to look towards you. Help me out. And then the Lord set you free, and you were dancing on the inside, and some of you were dancing on the outside. Everything was grand and grand. Then you came up with a smaller problem, and you're like, I'll handle this. When you and I move from a diverted reliance, when the reliance that we have is on the Lord, and then we move it onto ourselves, we create a great deal of unnecessary trouble. You see, the scripture says the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. God is looking for people to stand beside, to stand with, to show his power, to show his might. He's roaming the earth, so to speak, ranging throughout the earth, looking for people where he can stand by them and strengthen them. And if you've got a situation and you know, especially from your past, God has helped you before, you can absolutely bet he wants to help you again. But when we stop our reliance on God and divert it to other places, we create unnecessary trouble. Now, I have figured out that I go through many trials like many other people that I know, but I don't want to add to my trials. I'm not looking to add to my frustrations. I'm not looking to increase the problems that I have to come up against. And when we're in a situation where we know the Lord has gotten us through before and we take our eyes off of him and start to do everything in our own power, we simply create unnecessary trouble, bigger issues that we're going to have to deal with. When we start to solve for God that which God has committed to solve for us, we create problems that are incredible. And the reason that we do it is because there's pride and foolishness and a lack of trust, or we don't like the way God performs, so we'll help him. We got to stop. You know, people are all freaking out about the election, all freaking out about this. At what point during this entire process did God go, well, you know, I've got to go to Pluto, so I'm not going to be around for a while, so you and all the political people, you all figure it out. I'll let you, let me know what happens when I come back. It's like he's not disappeared. Relax. He's not some gaseous concept in some other universe. He's right in the middle. He knows what's going on. Take it easy. Take a deep breath and exercise the trust that you exercised when you said for the very first time, yes, Lord. We'll say it again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
A teenager praying over a homeless man in Baltimore has gotten national attention after a photo of the incident went viral. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Eric Gaines, a police officer at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, was standing at a bus stop on March 1st when a teenage boy stopped to pray over a homeless man. In awe, the 35-year-old officer snapped a photo of the moment and posted it on Facebook, where he goes by the alias Jonathan A. Storms. Gaines, who lives in East Baltimore, has patrolled the area for the past 3 years and said he recognized the homeless man who was sleeping nearby the bus stop. The officer watched as many people walked by, some patting the man, but it was the teenage boy who decided to take it to a spiritual level. Gaines said he walked over to him and just knelt down and put his hands down on his foot and began to pray. Gaines added, "I thought it was an amazing sight. I had to take a picture of it. It was extremely powerful." People who had been walking with the young man held the bus for him, and minutes later, the teenager ran to the bus and was gone. No one got his name. Gaines called the act a powerful gesture, something people should see, saying, "It was good to see a young black man, especially in this community, doing something positive. That's why I took the picture. It was powerful on so many levels, and for it to be in my presence, it was crazy." Well, here's another way Christians can help each other, by sharing each other's medical expenses. And that's the goal of MediShare. MediShare is Christians helping Christians with their health care costs. And since 1993, more than $1 billion in medical expenses have been shared or discounted. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Conventional wisdom says Marco Rubio's co-sponsorship of immigration reform in 2013 doomed his presidential candidacy, allowing opponents to smear him as advocating
amnesty. Well, actually, that reform bill never authorized amnesty, but it did provide a difficult path to legal status, a position that most Republicans and even bigger majorities of the general public fully support. Exit polls in Florida asked GOP voters how to deal with 11 million illegal immigrants. 55% said give them a chance for legal status, while only 35% said deport them to their home countries. So why didn't Rubio win his home state? Because he never stood proudly on his own record, and he seemed to duck the issue of immigration. The problem for Marco Rubio, a wonderful public servant and gifted candidate, wasn't so much amnesty, it was authenticity. I'm Michael Medved.
Learn more at townhallreview.com.
Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. Hello, I'm Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. Not many babies can say they survived a trip to the abortion clinic, but Jack Harper can. Pregnant with her third child, Vicki Harper made the painful decision to end her pregnancy, or so she thought. Days after the abortion, she felt tired and dizzy. Her doctor said it was just hormones. 15 positive pregnancy tests later, he changed his mind. An ultrasound showed what Vicki already suspected. Her baby had survived. Worried about trying the procedure again, she says, quote, I had no other option than to have my baby, end quote. And she is glad she did. I wouldn't have changed it for the world, she said. One day, she admits, he'll know the truth. Quote, all I can tell him is that he's a survivor, and that I love him more than I ever thought possible, end quote. For now, she just rejoices in having a second chance at Jack's life and hers. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, wave. Hi. Hi. I see you. Hey, get your hand back on the wheel. All right. So a couple things are going on. Steve Wheeler hanging out with us. Before we get to Steve, I want to remind people about the Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament. If you like golf, if you like fellowship, if you like fun, if you like special gifts, if you like to get together and hang out with other pastors, you are more than welcome to join us. You just go to kprz.com and type in the word golf. It's for May 2nd. May 2nd. It's going to be at the St. Mark Golf Course, not far from the company my wife actually used to work for. Right over there. Lots of fun, and I think you'll enjoy that. I also want to remind you, for those who are like, okay, that sounds like a fun thing. Also, this sounds like a fun thing. So we got two fun things in a row. Wow, fun for everyone. Footsteps of the Apostles, that's taking place September 22nd through October 9th. Most people know you go through a tour, and most people do a tour for Israel. This one is the Footsteps of the Apostles. And so instead of doing that typical tour, it's different because it's going to take people all the way to Athens and to Ephesus, and Alistair Begg is going to be teaching on that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Gives a great opportunity to follow the footsteps, see what they went through. I like it because it's different. It's got some newness to it, some freshness, and that's the stuff I like. KPRZ mobile apps, last thing I do want to remind you about, it is free, which is a fantastic price. If you have the old mobile app and you're like, I don't want to get the new one. Well, if you want to continue to travel on roller skates, then keep the old one. Or if you'd like to get a Lamborghini, get the new one. Either way, it's free, so it's totally up to you. There you go. Is that me insulting people on roller skates? Maybe a little. Steve Wheeler in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org. Steve, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing very well, David. It's great to be with you again.
Are you done traveling for a little while? I mean, you're like, I've never met anybody that travels as much as you do.
Well, I've been in Alberta, Edmonton. It was about 7 degrees there, so that was a couple weeks ago at Missions Fest. Had a great time. Thousands of people coming through there. Actually, those are the people that do not come to Arizona for winter. So,
what's Missions Fest? Is that when everybody gets together? It's like a conference.
Yeah, there were about 100 mission agencies there, and we all had booths out in a room. And then there were keynote speakers and great things. People talking about what God's doing all around the world. And what's kind of really exciting about that is for our ministry, we network with a lot of different ministries that do things that help local church. Now, we support the church planter. We help get that church started. So like over in Rukungiri, Uganda, or in Myanmar, Burma, places like that, where there are no churches, we're helping get a church started in that village. Well, there's lots of things that those people need, like the water storage tanks and the water filters that you've been helping us get together. But we network with other people, other ministries and mission agencies to come in and help do that, like Bible League that gets Bibles into the hands of people. Well, we've got a local church there. They're having Bible studies. They're going to need Bibles, but we don't try to reproduce that wheel. We just connect up and network with somebody that's doing that. And so it was kind of fun to be in that setting and to have all those different agencies and ministries there. Hey, we work with you in Africa. We work with you in Burma. Hey, we're working with you over there in Japan. And they were all there at one place and about 1,000 people coming through. And so that was a lot of fun.
That is cool. By the way, we're doing Bible League International this month. So sense of time here.
It's all a part. God did not make the Great Commission fulfillable by like one group, one organization, or one particular methodology. What Whitefield's ministry is doing is supporting national pastors. They already know the language. They already know the culture. They're willing to go out into places and reach the lost and to share the gospel with their own country people. And they then try to say, what do we need to do within this local village community, this needy place, to try to work out how God is going to build a church here, but also transform our whole community. And by doing that, they look at their most desperate needs and then network with other Christian ministries that'll come alongside them.
I love what you said about the commission, the Great Commission. And that is just not really fulfillable independently.
It almost seems that
we've come across, about 125 or 130 different ministries that do some type of work in some capacity in some way. I'm talking about it does seem like a lot of ministries have gotten to the point where, even though we maybe haven't figured out here in this country, that really to accomplish this which Jesus has given us takes a little bit from a lot of different places.
That's really a great idea. We work with guys, you're doing radio here. Well, we connect up with guys like Trans World Radio that's beaming the radio and the gospel message into other countries where it's closed access. But then we come alongside and get involved with nationals within that country. They start formulating a church. Well, they gather people that have heard the gospel on the radio, but they need somebody present face-to-face that they can ask their questions and get answered and somebody to disciple them. And so that's how it all kind of links together. And you get a place where there's no Bibles. Well, we try to work up with someone that's going to bring Bibles in. And so it's a great, great opportunity to network with other Christians, other believers around the world.
All right. So how does somebody then how does somebody examine Whitefields? I mean,
sure.
What do they say? Okay, I've heard Dave mention Whitefields, and you guys are doing this event. You'll talk about it next segment. Good guess.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so what does somebody do to examine you guys?
One of the things they can do is go to our website. You already mentioned it, whitefields.org. It comes from John 4:35. Lift up your eyes. The fields are white already unto harvest. And they can go there and take a look. We've got some blogs, some posts that have been written, things that talk about our methodology, how we're funding a national pastor in his own country and his family, sustaining them with a salary that doesn't make them rich. Just lets them get out there to a really poor village neighborhood and live and feed their family while they're getting a church started. Then we gradually decrease that. So they can look at a website. They can click on the word pray and go look at our list of pastors and the prayer reports that those pastors give and the updates that they give. They could click on the water page. Just take a look at some of the things that have been going on with the water ministry in Africa. One of the things that happens in a community like that, you go into a place where there's no utilities, no water, no running facilities of any kind, a village where people are subsistence farming. If you grow it, you eat it. If you keep it alive, you get eggs from the chicken. If you have a pig or something like that. Well, a pastor comes into that area or a medical person that comes in and they begin to share the gospel as they provide medical help and people begin to receive the Lord. We want to establish a church there. And so they can follow that along. Well, one of the things that we ask them is, what is the greatest need that the people in your community are having? And one of the things that they said was bad water. There's no source for water. Well, we discovered if we would build a water tank and harvest the rain off of the roof of the building, the church building, then everybody in the community can come right there to that tank to collect water. That then also makes the church the hub and the center of that community. It's opened up marvelous opportunities for people to come by and say, I get my water here. By the way, why are you guys doing that? And what do you do inside? I'd like to come in and find out what church is like. And so they hear the gospel, and many people are now coming to faith in Jesus Christ because that basic need of life is being supplied by the people in the church in the name of Jesus.
So from that point of view, Whitefields as a ministry, kind of you do more than one thing.
I mean, right.
It would be fair to say the support of the pastors, the national pastors, in their capacity of the village and giving them the ability to plant a church in those places and to support them while they're going through that, making proclamation, recognizing there's a lot of darkness that they're fighting against. And then you also help coordinate so that as the church is developing, there's a provision, there's needs being provided for.
That's right.
Can somebody get water? I mean, we won't give you water unless you listen to our message.
Right, exactly.
And that's important, right?
We're the exact opposite of that. In fact, when we went into the village there and started building the water tank there in Rook and Jerry, one of the things we made very clear to all the political leaders and the people there is the water is available to everyone in the community. You don't have to become a member of the church to get the water. That was very surprising to them because a lot of other religions or groups that come in and do that, they say, we'll give you this food, but you have to become a member of our church. So go over here, we'll do this little thing to you, or we'll, you know, whatever that is required. You become a member of our church, then you can get all of our services. Well, of course, that's not the way the gospel works.
Correct. Right.
So what we come in and say, we just want to show you compassion. We're going to minister to your needs. And then those people look and say, you're giving this to me for free. Do I need to become a member of your church? No, you don't. Oh, okay. But then they want to know, well, why are you being nice to me? Well, we'd like to share with you about the love of Jesus Christ. And then you share the gospel. And that's the way someone becomes a member of the church.
Yeah, I love it. That's one of the reasons why I love the ministry you guys do. All right, we're going to hold Steve over because I can, and the show has my name on it. Whitefields.org, that's the website, whitefields.org, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. I'm going to take a short break and come back and then talk about an event that is forthcoming. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special Easter weekend celebration for you and your family. Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to join him for Good Friday service on March 25th at noon and four Easter services, Saturday, March 26th at 6 p.m. and Sunday, March 27th at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 a.m. On Saturday and Sunday, there will be special music by citizens and saints. Pastor Ray will be sharing the amazing story of the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what that means in the lives of those who believe. Jesus is alive and dwells among us and wants to personally touch your life with his resurrection power. For more information, you can call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. Come this Easter weekend, hear the proclamation of the good news of the gospel, and be blessed by the music of citizens and saints. It's going to be extraordinary. Again, for more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800.
One of the great mysteries is God's invitation for us to ask him for anything, everything. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Authors Nancy Spiegelberg and Dorothy Purdy frame it with these words, Lord, I crawled across the barrenness to you with my empty cup, uncertain in asking any small drop of refreshment. If only I had known you better, I'd have come running with a bucket. Doesn't that paint a great word picture? If you'll excuse me, I'm going to find a bucket and run to the Father.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Okay, we're here at creditrepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. With me, I got Aaron. Aaron, there's a lot going on here today.
That's right, Justin. Last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit reports.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process actually can help remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
Well, when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Mark chapter 9, verse 41, for truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Can't think there's something wrong with that. Like, got it, Jesus. So Whitefield's ministry involved in bringing cups of water to people. Hello. Plus bringing the gospel to people in places that you just normally would not take the gospel. Hello. Their director, Steve Wheeler, with us in the studio. I do want to remind people, whitefields.org. That's the website. Most, for the most part, just go to the website, pray. Say, is there something there? Is there not something there? If there is, great. If not, don't worry about it. That's simple. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. What? You ready?
Hey, yes. You know, I love something that you said a while ago. You said that for the water tanks, for the biosand filters, which God has graciously provided some donations now that have come in. We've got the form to build the biosand filter so we can start making those down at the church in Rukinjeri. That's going to affect about 6 or 8 villages all around them. So that's a big thing to start moving that out and around. We also, just last week, received a donation that allows us to buy one of the brick-making machines so that they can now have their own brick-making machine. So it's a one step at a time. But we were saying for the filter, for the sand, and the things that need to go in that, and the materials to build that is $60. And one time on the show, you said, hey, even if you can't give $60, give 60 seconds to pray. And I truly believe God will bless and honor that. So we really do want people to go to the website and pray, ask God to do these things. If they get involved with wanting to give to us, that'd be awesome because we can supply through the resources that God gives us. But one of the other ways you were asking about how people can look at our ministry, well, here's one of the ways. We're going to have an event June 4th, so it's coming up pretty quickly. It's called Redemption Stories, Finding Hope, Taking Action. And we're going to have a story about God's redemption. Now, before I get to the person that's going to be telling us that story, I want to tell you about why those kinds of stories are so incredible. In Burma, we had one of our pastors was walking from, he'd been spending his time in the morning sharing the gospel with people in a village. Nobody was receiving Christ. He started walking along one of those village trail roads that goes between villages up in the mountains. As he was passing a house, he noticed that there was a man standing under a tree with a rope around his neck. And he ran over, not knowing what was going on. He rescued the man and discovered that the man was hanging himself. His life was over. He's hopeless. He has given it up right at that moment the pastor walks by. He takes him down. Now, no one had received Christ in the morning. He'd spent all morning doing that. Now, this guy listens to the pastor. He spends several hours with him, leads him to Christ. The guy has an overwhelming flood of joy coming into his house. June 4th, we're going to get to hear your story, David Spoon, how God redeemed you from hopelessness and a life of drugs. And we're going to tell people about redemption stories that are happening all around the world and how God's putting that together.
How do people connect to you? You're going to have something up on
We're going to have something up on the website. There'll be an Eventbrite there that they can link on, a way for them to share that event. It's coming up June 4th. We'll talk about it again. Go to the whitefields.org website. We'd love to have you there. We're going to have some complimentary food, a dinner, Stonefire Grill, some really fun stuff. We're going to have an evening music, worship. We're going to have to get to hear your story of God's redeeming you from a lostness, a worthlessness, and now here you are reaching people on the radio, and that's what God does in the life of people.
How strong is that? You get to hear about the bullet that didn't make it into my skull.
Uh-huh.
Whitefields.org, that's where you got to check it out. More information on this coming. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, you'll hear Marty, then SRN News, then we'll be back.
We've come a long, long way together.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.